I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Syria is accusing the United States of a terrible crime. The Syrians say 8 people died yesterday during a raid inside their country, a raid Syria blames on the U.S. Washington refuses to comment officially. But anonymous U.S. military sources say special forces carried out the attack against al-Qaeda-linked foreign fighters. Iraq says the raid was aimed at an area used by insurgents involved in cross-border attacks. But Syria's foreign minister, Walid al-Mualim, insisted today that American and Iraqi officials are ignoring the facts.
They know full well that we stand against al-Qaeda. We condemn their activities against Iraqi's people, and they know full well that we are doing our best to tighten the control of our border with Iraq. So the question, why they did this aggression?
The World's Quill Lawrence is in Baghdad. Quill, what have you been able to piece together about this incident?
Information on this side of the border is pretty sparse. This morning, talking to Iraqi government officials, it was pretty clear that they didn't know what had happened, that they hadn't been warned in advance. It took quite a while for them to come up with a statement, essentially the one you referred to, where the Iraqi government said that this was an area where known terrorist groups operated that crossed the border and attacked Iraq. They even blamed them for the deaths of 13 police recruits recently. But it seemed very clear that the Americans had not notified the Iraqi government in advance. And we have no information still from Washington, from Central Command, and from the U.S. military here in Baghdad.
Do we even know whether U.S. troops were involved on the ground, or was this an air attack?
I would say that all of that is unconfirmed. There are people reporting in Syrian state-controlled media that there were helicopters and ground troops, but there are other reports that this might have been artillery across the border. And it's very hard to tell from this far away, and inside Syria, it's very hard to get independent reporting.
From what you have gleaned anyway, what was the target?
If it's a hot pursuit sort of raid, which America has carried out in Afghanistan, crossing the border into Pakistan, then, as the Iraqi government spokesman suggested, it might have been a target they thought pertained to al-Qaeda in Iraq, had something to do with foreign fighters crossing the border from Syria into Iraq and fighting the insurgency, helping fund the insurgency. But we just don't know. The Syrian government claims it was a construction site and that all of the people killed were civilians.
And so the big question has to be, if this is confirmed, why would the U.S. launch an attack inside Syria now? I mean, the border has been used by Iraqi insurgents and al-Qaeda supporters since the downfall of Saddam Hussein in 2003.
There's a lot of speculation about this. Some analysts are saying that it was a calculated parting shot from the Bush administration. They thought that Syria is now getting ready to try and get on good terms with whatever administration comes into the White House, so they won't risk any sort of retaliation against this White House. And therefore, the Bush administration, which has been very frustrated with the Syrian government, somehow wanted to take a free shot as they left. On the other hand, the military on the ground here usually goes after targeted information that they say they have human intelligence on. Again, with the example of Afghanistan, where they have crossed the border into Pakistan many times, it's always a case of hot pursuit where they say, anyway, they have specific targeting information. Whether that turns out to be true is another matter. There have been many cases where American targeters have apparently been misinformed, and the people who were killed in these strikes were, in fact, civilians.
We may not know what kind of message was intended here, but how is the raid being interpreted there in Iraq where you are?
Well, the Iraqi government appears to be trying to downplay it. We had the party of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the government spokesperson saying that these targets were of known terrorist activity. This statement came out, as I said, in the middle of the day, but it seemed to be an attempt to downplay this. They even said that if Syria wants to have good relations with Iraq, that these groups working across the border are a hindrance to it. Iraq and the United States right now are in a very delicate negotiation over a status of forces agreement, and this could definitely complicate those discussions.
The World's Quill Lawrence speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you, Quill.
Thanks, Katie.